Got a second? Good. Let me encourage you. Sometimes you have to walk through a nightmare in order to get to the blessing. And I get it. Like, you're over it. You're tired of everything that you've been having to deal with. You've been getting promises and prophecy that God is coming through for his people. And it feels like it's getting worse before it's getting better. But I wanted to encourage you to keep holding just a little bit longer. Habakkuk 2 and 3 tells us, for the vision is for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, though it feels like it's taking too long to get to you, it says to wait for it because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Listen, it is yet for an appointed time. That means that it is coming. It has been dispatched. It is literally on the way, but you've got to wait for it. It's going to come right on time. God is not a man that he shall lie. A promise is a promise. I have found that in this space of in between, one of three things are happening. Sometimes we find ourselves in this space because it's a consequence of our bad actions or bad decisions. But even in that, one of three things are happening. Number one, God is pruning some things, people, places, things. Things are being pruned and taken out of your life. You are growing. You have to grow and mature in your anointing. Sometimes you're having to grow in faith and you are being conditioned. He conditions you. You get tough skin for where God is taking you, but it is for when the blessing comes. So don't get weary. Don't you fall off. Don't get distracted in the season. Keep pressing forward, because yet means it's been dispatched and it's on the way.